Hello, day 127, and I've made it to Belly Hut with Richie and Dan, who have currently gone off to get some water. There is no water in the tanks here, and they are... Oh, no, Dan's here. He's going to be going off to get water very shortly. Being that there's nothing, which is kind of weird for the fact that it rained the other day and there should be water in the tanks. And so they're probably going to go for a decent long walk all the way back down to the Makariri River. Yeah, it'll take them a wee time to get away to get it. We started at Goat Pass, walked down the Manga Valley River, and it was steep in places, easy in places, walking on the river in places, lots of boardwalk, but also very scenic, and so it was nice. We got out to one of the campsites, or the shelters, and had lunch. Along there we discovered probably the biggest spider I've ever seen in New Zealand. Dan ended up spotting the spider. It was huge. I have no idea what it was, though, but it was a monster. We had lunch at the shelter. And then we continued on, and we crossed over a lot of the river ways wash, because there was no water in the rivers, and crossed over the Waimakariri River to come out at the Belly Hotel, where it only took us 5.5 hours to get to this point, including our lunch in there. So it took us a lot shorter time than we thought it would, because we were thinking, yeah, about 7 hours to get to that location. Got there, because we started late for that purpose. We then had a long rest, maybe 2 hours. Yeah, it was 2 hours before we ended up ordering dinner, because dinner wasn't going to start until 5:30. Had that and left around about 7 o'clock-ish. And then walked another hour to our location at the Belly Hut, which was along the roadside. And then Belly Hut is strange for the fact that it's just a 15-minute walk from the actual roadside. It's right there. So that could be a reason why there's no water here. It's classed as a bivvy, and... it's so easy to get to. It's just hidden off the road. We talked to a dock ranger the other day, the one that dropped us off. We asked some questions about it, and he said, yeah, not many people know about it, so it doesn't really get vandalised or anything like that, so it's good. So that was the day overall. It was enjoyable in the fact that it was split, and also took on some different scenery again. It's been a bit flat coming down the Harper Pass and the other areas of the St. James. But yeah, good day. Have a good life.